Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Yeah, the holidays are fast approaching, and for many of us, that's a great thing. And then for some of us, we're thinking a little apprehension because we're dealing with relatives, sometimes friends, and conflicts come up. How do we navigate all of that to have a smooth holiday season and take it from a perspective of the energy that's in the room? There's things you can do. There's things you can think about. And she knows all about it. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer. She's also a transitions coach and a spiritual guide. And she's the person behind Dragonfly Passages Transitional Coaching. Andrea Dragonfly is back on the program. Andrea, how are you doing?
Well, thanks, Steve. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Yeah, great to have you back. And it is it's a little bit challenging for a lot of us, knowing the holidays are coming up, knowing that we don't have a choice but to face people that sometimes can be a challenge in our lives. What are your first thoughts on that? And we've talked about this, that energy is everything. Everybody emits it. With that in mind, what can we do in terms of that energy to get the best outcome, I guess?
You know, those are great questions. And, you know, I feel like just to get started in this is that, you know, our family members and those that are, you know, around us, we may not be close with all of them, including the extended family and whatnot, but they are some of our biggest teachers. You know, we can choose our friends, but we can't choose our family. So our family is really, you know, those individuals that are going to show us areas within our own energy field that need to be worked out a little, you know. And so I've been getting a lot of clients this past week, especially coming up with the holidays, that, you know, there's been contention, especially with the world that we live in, the politics, you know, the war on truth, what's real, what's not. And, you know, and also just with COVID and other people have had their shots or have chosen not to get the shots. And it's really just about, you know, us living our lives and choosing, right, what works best for us. And this is really about coming together to raise our consciousness. Like, ultimately, we're on a trajectory as a human species to grow ourselves consciously. And so a big part of the work that I do with my energy healing is energy perception. How can we perceive the information, you know, between, you know, what is working, what is not working, in the best possible way for us to get the best experience, right? And so to start with that, is that, you know, we are a product of our life experience. So, you know, we talk about, is that cup, you know, half full? Is the cup half empty? What is the way we see the world? And if a person has come into the world and has had a lot of challenge, a lot of hardship, a lot of the feelings of life is unfair, then they're going to have a very continued experience that life is hard. Life is unfair. It's always going to be hard for me, right? And then we also have people who come in with a different kind of lens that says, hey, life has been really good. And I've been able to really work through a lot of these normal obstacles that life has thrown at me. And so they're going to always see the life, you know, see life as the glass is always full. And so when we are coming into perception, you know, what it's really good to know is, like, that we're all here living out those imprints that we've been talking about for weeks now, Steve, right? Those wounds, those ways that we get kind of stuck in life. And so even if we're a pretty positive person, we're still going to have some obstacles, you know, along the way. And the biggest piece about it is really about judgment. What we see is right or wrong or good or bad. And ultimately, there really is no right or wrong or good or bad in the human experience. And I know people would be like, hey, wait a minute, what are you saying here, Andrea?
Yeah, you don't know my Uncle Vinny.
Right? I know this is definitely one of those conversations that can lead to quite a conversation here. Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, really, it's down to the depth that everybody is choosing their life according to these imprints that are living within their energetic field. And sometimes people make choices that nobody else will agree with. They're like, why did they choose that, you know, when all of these other choices are available? And, you know, we have these people about choosing partners and not really liking the partner they choose, or making a very, you know, crazy decision that has led to, you know, a series of really hard consequences and those types of experiences. And ultimately, everybody has to live out part of what's in their energy field. Maybe they have to have that experience in order for them to learn the lesson. And maybe they also have to have that experience over and over and over again for them to really learn the value of that choice. And so when we come together with family members that we may not agree with, we may have different ideas, different politics, different all the things, you know, what we want to do is we want to be able to recognize that everybody's coming from, first of all, their life experience. Also, that when we are engaging, that we can only, you know, we're all going to have different ideas. And what we would like to do as a collective, you know, growth through these processes is to allow people to be where they're at, but slightly open the door for a different perspective, right? Excuse me. And so in doing such a thing, we call it seed planting. And just like plant the seed of the possibility of, you know, thinking about it in maybe a different way. And so there's always, you know, we know throughout history, there's always two sides to, you know, what really happened in any given place. But there's also many, many ways to see things. So it's not just black or white. There's so much more that is part of the scenario. And so with energy coaching, we start to look at there's two different types of energies, first of all. There's an energy that can be very stressful. It's a energy that can also be destructive. It's that anger place. It's that frustration, the fear, the worry, the dart, you know, the doubts and things like that. And that's it's an energetic that actually has a name. It's called catabolic energy. And this is a very draining energy. So it's that stress energy, right? And it is an energy that, you know, when we are experiencing it, we actually, you know, have an energy release of, you know, catabolic chemicals are coming into our bodies, such as, you know, cortisol and adrenaline. And it can actually, over time, you know, hinder our longevity because it likes to destroy those, like, life-giving cells. And so when we live in that place of stress, fear, doubt, often, we're really kind of taxing our energy body. So on one level, the umbrella of kind of what we consider to be negative energy would be this catabolic energy. And then on the other side, the other umbrella would be something as anabolic energy. And this is the very constructive, building, healing energy that releases anabolic hormones within our bodies, such as testosterone and whatnot, that allows us to really kind of move into a higher state of feeling the peace, feeling the joy, feeling just like the ease of life and whatnot. And so when we're looking at these two different types of energies, these, again, are umbrella energies. And so we can start to dig into, you know, the layers and how these energies work within every human being. And so if we look at those, if we look at the catabolic energies, this is a place that if we're upset, if we're stressed, if we have fear and doubt, this is also a place where we may be experiencing where we might have lack in our life, an area where we feel like we may need something, And it's also a great place for us to recognize, hey, there's something going on here that doesn't feel good. And if this is a constant thing, maybe it's something I need to look into further, right? Because, of course, we can all drop into this place for a little bit and then pop out of it and have and go on our merry way and not live in that state of energy as our normal state of energy. But there are those people that do live here normally.
So question, how do we harness all of this, Andrea? Let's say it's Thanksgiving. Let's say you're in the room or across the table from a family member that you have difference of opinion. What can you do at that point based on the energy? Is there any way that you can make it work in your favor?
Absolutely. And what we can do is that we look at the bridge between, I don't want to go down that dark path of stress and anger and frustration, is that sometimes we just have to find the middle ground. We have to bridge between the good energy that brings us life-giving energy force, or in that, you know, that more destructive energy. And there's a place that says, you know, I understand that we experience life differently. And so there is a level of just, it's almost like cooperating and knowing that this person may not be ready to receive your perspective or your point of view. And so what you can do is you can just be responsible for yourself and be responsible for the energy that you hold within your being at that time. And sometimes it can even be this, I forgive you. This is an internal conversation within oneself, right? I forgive you for being in your wounded place, for living in that fear, for having a very dark lens of life, and that, you know, this, you know, place that is very stressful for everybody. And so there's almost this place of forgiveness that we can feel within ourselves that kind of emanates out to the family members. Because oftentimes when I work with my clients, it's that, you know, sometimes we have to forgive our family members or even, you know, our friends, whomever, for having their life experience that triggers them. And we also want to recognize that oftentimes, you know, when a person gets upset at us, it's not really us that they're upset about. It's really a projection that lives within themselves that they're upset about. We just happen to be the person that is going to receive that upset, that they're going to take out that, you know, anger or frustration on. And so when we think about this, and again, there's these seven levels of energy, Steve, and two of these levels of energy live in this catabolic energy, and then the remaining five move us out of that area. And so when we are at the lowest place of energy, because some people are like, oh my God, I don't even want to go to the family dinner. I don't want to see these people. And so this is a place of where we can also be just at the effect of the relationship, at the effect of the communication, the disconnect, and how we are able to be with each other. And so this is like a level one energy. This is also an energy where we can see it as, you know, we use the word victim, but really it's at the effect, because, you know, victim can mean many things for different people, and they're like, I'm not a victim. But we're just at the effect of the situation. And so on a mental level, we're feeling, you know, this affects how, you know, how we perceive this person, how we feel, how we think, all of the, you know, and whatnot. And then on an emotional level, it affects, you know, us not wanting to engage and also just not wanting to go. And I'd rather eat, you know, Thanksgiving home by myself in front of the television, you know, all of those things. So it really puts us in this place of, no, I don't want to be there. I don't want to do this. And then also it just puts us in a place of, yes, am I going to go? Am I not going to go? And many people choose not to go, you know, sometimes because they don't want to see this person and they're at the effect of that. And so, so that's level one. And level one is really a mindset. It's really how we're in our minds. Now, level two is anger. Level two is this this conflict-oriented energy. And anger is more of a body energy, and it helps move us forward, because usually when we're in that at the effect or that victim mode, the only way for us to really move out of that, Steve, is by getting upset and saying, hey, you know what? I deserve better than this. I want more. I don't want to be in this situation anymore. This doesn't feel good, and I'm not going to live my life like this anymore, right? And so on a mindset level, with this second level of energy, this conflict energy, is more of, you know, we have a judgment that I'm wrong, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, these types of things. And what we recognize as humans, we're all going to have different ways of perception and how we see things, right? So, but in that level two conflict energy, you know, the mindset again is this judgmental place of being. But in the emotional state, this is where we're angry, we're annoyed, we're resentful, we're, you know, possibly even hostile and, you know, very irritable and whatnot. And then in the energetic, this is where we're kind of more in a defiance. Like, I'm going to rebel, I'm not, you know, like, and sometimes it can even lead to, you know, like a fight or altercation or some sort of breakout, you know, an argument that comes out through all of that. And so that is an energetic that we hold in the conflict stage. And so those are the two that really live in that catabolic energy that I was speaking about. And then we begin to move out of that. And the next stage, Steve, is really a stage of like becoming responsible for who we are. And that's what I was just mentioning, is that when we know we're going to go into the family and we're going to be with Uncle so-and-so, and Uncle so-and-so is very opinionated and very set on what he sees as right in the world, right? How are we going to be able to navigate that environment without breaking down into level one or level two, right? I don't want to have that altercation with Uncle, what's his name? And so this is where we recognize, hey, I forgive you for being who you are. I know your life experience has created the perception of the world that you have. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it is right or wrong or good or bad. This is just your life experience. And in some way, you know, I feel, you know, that you get to choose for your life what you want. And if this works for you, great, that's fine. But I'm not going to engage in that. And so we call that responsibility, you know. And then also, again, I was talking about that forgiveness. And that's an emotional part of being in this level of energy, because it's the bridge. And it's really just our coping skills. How do we cope and get through this family, you know, holiday season? You know, if we're going to be seeing each other, and we have very different ways of seeing and experiencing the world, you know. And then part of that is cooperation, too. So then the energetic that we actually work in the physical body is we just cooperate, and we let Uncle so-and-so have, you know, talk his negative, talk about all the things that are happening in the world. But we can also, I talked about a little bit, seed planting, and just be like, you know, there's always different ways to see what's happening. And so we can't just attach onto one, because life is a myriad of different, you know, factors that are playing out. And so whether we want to engage or not, or sometimes we could just be like, hey, you know what? We may all have different opinions here. Let's go ahead and just enjoy this time together. Let's not talk about the three big things, you know, like, you know, we always talk about politics and religion and even like sex and sexuality and all that kind of stuff. Like, let's just make an agreement that we know that we have different ideas as to, you know, how we all experience these in the world, and it's not going to lead us to a very grateful Thanksgiving, which is why we're all here today.
You know what? We have a great question. A great question that somebody just fired off here. InstantFeedbackSteve@gmail.com. Quick break. We'll come back. Andrea, if somebody wants to reach you, how do they do that?
Yes, this is my, I can reach the email, Andrea@dragonflypassages.com, and my website will be launching this week. So I'll give you information on that. That's www.dragonflypassages.com or www.andreadragonfly.com.
So. Love it. All right, Andrea, stand by. We're coming back with a great question. Good. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
You don't become a 117-year-old automaker in this country by refusing to change. The Ford Motor Company does not resist, deny, or ignore change. We pledge to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035, to stand for lower greenhouse gas emissions, to stand with Americans and for the planet.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Parallels Desktop. The number one choice of Mac users to run Windows on Mac. Windows applications run effortlessly. Parallels Desktop is seamless and fast. Whether you need to run a Windows program, develop or test, game, or just looking for the ultimate flexibility without having to restart, you're completely covered with Parallels Desktop for Mac. Fast, powerful, and easy.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right, we're back, and interesting topic today with the holidays coming up. We're talking to somebody who is an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, spiritual guide, and so much more. And we're talking about harnessing energy to make your holidays go better when you have to deal with friends and family, because there's always a situation that comes up. Andrea Dragonfly is with us, and we got Nicole checking in from South Park, Pennsylvania. InstantFeedbackSteve@gmail.com. She says, would you suggest carrying crystals to holiday dinner or functions to make things go smoother? If so, which ones?
That is a great question. So thank you so much for that. And, you know, I mean, we all have different allies. And if crystal allies are definitely something that you feel that's going to help ground you, that's going to help bring in a higher sense of vibration that allows peace and ease to flow with you. Because, I mean, even so, you could go and you can get the beautiful crystal bracelets. You can wear it on a pendant. You can put it in your pocket. And I say use the tools that you know work for you. And so if you know that, hey, I'm going to be in this kind of like potentially unsettling environment, yes, if you want to put something in your pocket that you could just hold on to, because they do have the property. They definitely have an energetic that can create that with that peace and that, you know, higher vibration within your own being. So I say absolutely, if that feels something that you want to do, do it. You know what I mean? And then also different types of body oils, you know, different scents, rose, you know, and some of the very soft, essential oils that are, you know, stress releasing, and you could go through to the health food stores and find things that are like just nice de-stressing oils that you can add to, you know, just bring it in your pocket and put a little on your wrist or put a little bit on your little, you know, your scarf that you might be wearing or whatever. So I say find the allies that work for you, because what we're doing is we're putting ourselves into of different types of an energetic environment where we're going to have a lot of different frequencies. And we are all, you know, energy beings that operate from a vibration and a frequency. And so when we hang out with our family members who are operating from a much lower frequency, We want to be able to ground ourselves in a frequency that definitely keeps us feeling strong, feeling safe, you know. And also, we have to recognize our own self-love. Hey, I'm an amazing human being. I have the right to be in this place, hold my ground. But if we start to argue, then we're getting pulled in to that negative energy and that lower frequency. And that really isn't what we're here to come together for, right? And so, you know, sometimes we have that person that just constantly has, you know, is just a naysayer and just always wants to say negative things. And so we're just like, well, how do we get Uncle So-and-so to stop saying all the negative things? And, you know, and sometimes just in a loving way, you know, sometimes we just want to be seen and heard and just acknowledge and validate. You know, I'm just going to say John, as in like John Doe. Like, Uncle John, you know, I definitely hear that you're really frustrated about these things, and it's certainly understandable. We've been, you know, the whole world has been going through a lot right now, or at least our nation, however you want to, you know, pitch it. And you know what? It's just really bringing, I think it's just, you know, really hard to hear right now. Maybe we can just, you know, put this conversation away. We've had enough of it on social media, on the news, on regular media, you know, all these different places. Maybe we can redirect into something that, you know, actually can, you know, feel good. You know, maybe talk about sports or talk about something that, finding that common denominator. And even if you're not a sports person, you know, bringing up and just changing the conversation in a different direction that brings the vibration into more of a neutral zone. And then if we can find little bits of conversation that are neutral, that bring the energy a little bit higher in that vibration, you know, and then if it starts to go back down into that lower vibration because Uncle, you know, John Doe says something, then, you know, we want to make sure that we're like, okay, how can we bring it into a little bit of a lighter conversation? Because it's really not the time to engage in our politics. It's not the time to engage in our belief systems if they're super strong. And you know, we have, you know, a bunch of family around, and because it's going to make for everybody in the room holiday to be, you know, uncomfortable. And it really comes down to, Steve, you know, is that energy? What is the energy in the room? You know, what is the vibration that everybody's feeling? Because we all know when two people are having a fight, you know, we all know that there's already, you know, contention in the room when Uncle John and cousin, you know, Jane are at odds with each other.
Oh, yeah. Know? Well, you know, I guess we shouldn't internalize it and just kind of let it roll off our shoulders, which sometimes not the easiest thing to do. But great insight in terms of the energy side of all of that today, Andrea. Once again, I know you're working on the website. Should be done really soon. If somebody wants to...
Yes, this week.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, there you go. Happy holidays.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
If somebody wants to reach out to you at this point, what do they do?
Yes, currently I could be reached at my email, andrea@dragonflypassages.com. And then right around Thanksgiving, of course, we're going to finalize some things, but definitely at the end of this week, beginning of next week, I should be online at www.dragonflypassages.com.
Awesome.
Or www.andreadragonfly.com.
As always, great talking with you and just learning more and more about how energy works for us, can work against us if we don't use it the right way. But most of all, have a great Thanksgiving.
Great. Thank you so much. And you as well.
Oh, thanks. And we'll catch up after that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.